USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Fulton County District Attorney Fonnie Willis, handling Donald Trump's Georgia election interference case, has responded to misconduct allegations. In a court filing, she acknowledged she has a personal relationship with Special Prosecutor Nathan Wade, who was appointed to oversee the case. While denying any taint to the proceedings, defendants claim Willis financially benefited by hiring Wade, her alleged romantic partner, for hundreds of thousands of dollars. They're seeking a dismissal of the case. The federal election interference trial involving Donald Trump is being delayed as the judge officially canceled the scheduled March 4th trial. This comes as an appeals court considers Trump's claim of presidential immunity in the case. The court will establish a fresh trial date if and when the mandate is returned by the appeals court. The postponement is seen as a victory for the former president, who has consistently sought to defer the trial until after the 2024 presidential election. The majority leader in the U.S. Senate says text of a bipartisan border deal in the chamber is being made available for everyone to see.
Conversations are ongoing. Some issues still need resolution, but we are getting very close on the National Security Supplemental.
Chuck Schumer promised to have a vote for the bill's passage out of the U.S. Senate by the middle of next week. In the House, Republican Speaker Mike Johnson has said the bill faces an uphill climb where conservative lawmakers don't believe it goes far enough to deter illegal immigration. The beginning of 2024 has seen robust job growth, with the U.S. economy adding 353,000 jobs last month. It's nearly double the anticipated increase, according to the Labor Department. The unemployment rate remains steady at 3.7% in January. Former President Trump is criticizing the United Auto Workers Union after it endorsed President Biden's re-election campaign. During an interview with Fox Business, Trump said he never engaged in talks with the UAW regarding an endorsement. He referred to the union as a hopeless case. This is USA News.
Greece is cheap,
but the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Actor Carl Weathers has passed away at 76. Recognized for his role as Apollo Creed in the initial four Rocky films, he died peacefully in his sleep on Thursday, according to his family. Weathers also was featured in notable films like Happy Gilmore, Predator, and Action Jackson. Most recently, he portrayed Greef Karga in the popular Star Wars series, The Mandalorian. A decision on the New York business fraud case involving former President Trump is anticipated within the next 2 weeks. That's according to a spokesperson for the Office of Court Administration. That case, brought by New York Attorney General Letitia James, is awaiting a written ruling from Judge Arthur Engoron. James has asserted that Trump and his company should be held accountable for their alleged illicit earnings with a suggested payment of $370 million. Meteorologists are warning of potentially life-threatening impacts from the approaching Pineapple Express in California. The National Weather Service in Los Angeles predicts an atmospheric river delivering up to 8 inches of rain from San Diego to Monterey from late Saturday to early Wednesday. The storm may lead to flash flooding, mudslides, power outages, and substantial snowfall in mountainous areas. And in Pennsylvania, groundhog Punxsutawney Phil is predicting an early spring, as he did not see his shadow. This means there will not be 6 more weeks of winter. Despite suggestions from PETA to replace the groundhog display with a coin flip, the traditional forecast proceeded as planned Friday morning. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.